You're listening to SBS News.
Ready? Push up. Good, Christine. Okay. Hold it there. Beautiful pose there, Reese. Beautiful. Left leg up.
These older Australians are working on their balance and strength. Stretching, lifting and bending. It's all about keeping themselves safe at home.
Leg off. Back in.
Based at Fairfield Hospital in Sydney's southwest, this unique program called Auntie Roma's Falls Prevention Group is helping ageing Indigenous Australians prevent having a fall at home, an issue that concerns many older people. For Faye Milligan, she found the program after she had an accident.
Well, I had a nasty fall on my 80th birthday. I was brought to the hospital. And that's when they contacted me and invited me to come.
The program has been running for just over a year now, and participation numbers have doubled. Ms. Milligan says it's given her more confidence being at home alone, and it's also reassured her family.
Well, it was my son that was concerned because I lost my husband 18 months ago, and I live by myself. My son only comes out at the weekends, and he was concerned if I had a fall, who was going to be there.
The program also has a broader goal, combating the fear many Indigenous elderly harbour about hospitals. Aboriginal Liaison Officer Katrina Singh, who assists the program, was inspired to start it after her grandmother, Auntie Roma, had a fall at home, but didn't tell anyone about it. Ms. Singh says her grandmother's story is increasingly common, with many older Indigenous Australians finding the hospital system alien and unsafe.
I have patients who are in right now in the hospital who don't want to be here because they may have grown up in an institution or they may have been removed, and being here reminds them of being in that girl's home. So there's a number of reasons around why it's important for us to have Aboriginal targeted programs such as Auntie Roma's.
Ms. Singh says the program is as much about promoting cultural awareness in the health sector as it is about preventing falls.
It's about having the cultural safety. It's about being our facilities being culturally aware and increasing that representation.
Before starting Auntie Roma's course, Wiradjuri man John Morgan felt isolated and alone when in a hospital setting. But with stage 4 emphysema, hospital visits were becoming increasingly regular.
You were just a number. You lose your dignity with having the people clean you up and things like that. And I used to cry the night time.
But the 80-year-old says the program has changed his outlook. Breathing is still a struggle, but he has his dignity. And for the first time in his life, his culture.
You know, they treat you like human beings. And you get a bit of your dignity back. You're not depending on people all the time.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.